Talmud,
the study of the ten Sefirot, first volume, part 3. You can find it in our archive, part 3, the study of the ten Sefirot. The title is Or Yashar and Or Chozer, containing 15 chapters.
The
study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3. In Hebrew, it's page 133. Or Yashar and Or Chozer, we are in Chapter 8.
כן.
פרק ח' מבאר כי דלת בחינות חובטום.
Chapter 8 explains the four בחינות חובטום are like Adam, that his soul is clothed in his guf, and the guf is clothed in the clothing, and he is sitting in his heichal, in the hall. The chokhmah is the meaning of the general lights in the world of Atzilut. It's the soul of Atzilut called Adam Elyon. And he is clothed in Bina, which is the meaning of the general Kelim called Guf de Atzilut. And on the Guf, there is the Zeranpin cloth, which is, that's the clothing, and Malchut is the Heichal for all of them. Item 1. After explaining that all the emanated beings are all one Bechina, containing all the four yesodot, the foundations, which are the four letters Havaya, which are the four worlds Abiya, that have a fifth upper bchina, which is in between them and Ein Sof. Now we will explain each and every world in general. Then we will return to them to explain them all as one. Item 2. Everything that exists in all of the worlds of Abia are only the four Bchinot Chubtum, which are the four letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, which are Neshama, Guf, Levushim, and Bait. Item 2. And all that is created in the worlds, in all of the worlds, are only four Bchinot, which are Havaya. They are the spiritual that we call Neshama, and the organs of the body, and the clothings, and the bait, the house. Again, all that is created in all of the worlds are only four bchinot, which is havaya. And they are the spiritual, that is called neshama, the organs of the body, the clothings, and the bait, the house. 3. The light in Atzilut is spirituality, called Neshama, which is Chokhmah. And the Neshama is clothed in the vessels of Atzilut, called Guf. And we will talk in the world of Atzilut, and from that you will understand all the rest. Because the internality of the entire Atzilut is the spirituality, called Neshama, which is clothed in the organs of the guf called kelim, which are the ten sefirot that are called rosh and zroot and guf, head and the arms and body. We will talk in the world of Atzilut, from which you can understand all the rest, because the internality of Atzilut is spirituality called clothed in the organs of the guf called kelim, which are the ten sefirot we call Rosh and Zroot and Guf. Item 4. There are 10 kelim in the Guf, which are the ten sefirot, which are in the boundary of Atzilut, which is Bina. We'll return to the matter of the Guf, because this Bina is 10 sefirot, 10 measures, because they have a measure or a boundary, as it is written in Pirkei Echalot, in Shiur Koma, which is 236 thousands and tens of thousands, etc. will return to the matter of the guf, which is this prina is 10 sfirot, 10 measures, because they have a measure or a boundary. As it is written in Pirkei Chalot, in Shiur Koma, which is 236,000, tens of thousands, and measurement of length, etc. Item 5. And the guf of Atzilut is clothed in Levushim, clothing, which is Zeranpin, that clothes Bina. Item 5. And this guf is clothed in the Levushim of Atzilut, as our sages said, in the 10 clothings the Creator has clothed Himself. A clothing of pride, as the verse goes, that the Creator is clothed with a clothing of pride, which is written in the 10 Nechalot, because there the robe of the Creator is called the Zaharikel, etc. However, in the Neshama inside, there is no measure at all. Indeed, in the value of Ein Sof, we can call them measures or Sfirot. Also regarding the Neshama. Again, item 5. This guf is clothed in the clothings of Atzilut. As our sages said, the Creator has clothed Himself with 10 clothings. A cloth of pride, as the verse goes, the Creator rules with a clothing of pride. This is what is mentioned in the 10 Nechalot, because there, the robe of the Creator is called Zaharikel. But in the Neshama inside, there is no measure at all. Indeed, in Ein Sof, we can call them measures and Sfirot to the Neshama as well. The clothings dwell in the batim, the houses, which are the 7 heichalot of Atzilut, which is Malchut. All of them are discerned as Adam Elyon, which is the soul that is clothed in the guf. And the guf in the clothings is in the heichal melech. Item 6. And these clothings are in the batim, the houses, which are the 7 halls of Atzilut, which are as the world itself, which is the heaven and earth and the air between them. Because all that is the batim, which are called the world of Atzilut, in which sits Adam Elyon, which is the soul and the guf, and the clothing of Malchut are given in the hall of Melech Elyon, the upper king, which is the general world of Atzilut. Item 6 again. And indeed, these clothings are inside the batim, which are the 7 halls of Atzilut, which are the world itself, the heaven and earth, and the air between them. Because all that are the batim, and they are called the world of Atzilut, in which Adam Elyon, the upper Adam, sits, which is the Neshama and the Guf, and the clothings of Malchut are given in the hall of the upper king, which is the general world of Atzilut. The 4 b'chinot of Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal is the meaning of Chubtum. And Keter is the 5th, in which the roots of the 4 b'chinot, Neshama Guf Levush Echal. Item 7. And these 4 b'chinot are the Yud Sfirot, starting from Chochmah. And they have the 4 mentioned b'chinot. And more, there is b'chinat Keter, which is the 5th b'china, which is the root of them all. And there's also the root of these 4 b'chinot. Again, these 4 b'chinot are the Yud Sfirot, starting from Chochmah. And they have 4 b'chinot. And more, there is the 5th b'china, Keter, which is the root of them all. It also has the root of these 4 b'chinot. In each of these 4 b'chinot, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal, of Atzilut, There is 10 Sfirot, Chubtum, Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. And the Neshama in the Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot, Chubtum, of Neshama in Atzilut. And Guf de Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot, Chubtum, of the Gufim. And the Levushim of Keter are root for the 10 Sfirot, Chubtum, of Levushim. And the Eichal of Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot, Chubtum, the Eichalot. Adam 8. It turns out that the Bchinat Or and Neshama of the Keter are root of the 10 Sfirot of Neshamot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. And the Bchinat of Guf in Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot of the Guf in the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. And the Levushin in Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot of the clothings of 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. And the Heichal of Keter is the root for the 10 Sfirot of Echalot in the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. Again, item 8. It turns out that the Or and the Neshama in the Keter are root for the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. And the Guf in the Keter is the root of the 10 Sfirot of the Guf in the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. And the Levushim in the Keter is the root for the 10 Sfirot of Levushim in the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. And the Eichal in the Keter is the root for the 10 Sfirot of Echalot of the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut, starting from Chochma. Everything that exists in the world of Atzilut is sealed in the world of Bria. Item 9. Later, the world of Bria was created in the same exact way, because the way of the Masach, which is the ground for the Heichal of Atzilut, illuminated below, and a seal was sealed there with everything that was in the world of Atzilut, called the world of Bria. Meaning it is a light of Tolada, of birth. It's not a light, the upper light itself. Because it is the seal of Atzilut, it needs to have all the Bchinot of Atzilut. Again, item 9. Later, the world of Bria was created in the same exact way. Because through the Masach, which is the ground of Heichal Atzilut, illuminated below and was engraved there, sealing everything that was in the world of Atzilut, called the world of Bria, because it is the light of Tolada. It's not the upper light itself. Indeed, because it is the seal of Atzilut, it needs to have all the Bchinot of Atzilut.
We're not studying together. Pay attention. Connection during the study.
Keter of Atzilut carved, sealed the four roots of Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal, and the Keter de Bria. And from Neshama of Keter de Atzilut, the Neshama of the was sealed there, and from the Guf of Keter de Atzilut was sealed the Guf of Keter de Bria, and from Levush, Levush, and from Echal, Echal. Item 10. And Prinat Keter, which is the fifth Prina included in the four Prinot, sealed the Keter in the Rosh Abriya, like him. And from the light of Keter de Atzilut was engraved the light of Keter de Bria. And from the Guf Keter de Atzilut was the Guf Keter of Bria was engraved. And from Levush Keter de Atzilut, the Levush Keter de Bria was engraved, and from Eichal Keter de Atzilut, the Eichal Keter de Bria was engraved. Again, item 10. And Prinat Keter, which is the fifth Prina, which is included of the four upper Prinot, he engraved the Keter of Rosh of Bria like him. From the light of Keter de Atzilut the light of Keter de Bria was engraved. And from Guf Keter de Atzilut, the Guf Keter de Bria was engraved. And from Levush Keter de Atzilut, the Levush Keter de Bria was engraved. And from Eichal Keter de Atzilut, the Eichal Keter de Bria was engraved. Neshama Guf Levush Eichal of Keter de Atzilut that are extended to Neshama Guf Levush Eichal, the Keter de Bria, are extended by Malchut de Atzilut that clothed in Keter de Bria. And so the rest of the Sfirot de Atzilut that were engraved in Bria, they are extended through Malchut de Atzilut as the Zivug de Haka'ah over its Masach. 11. However, these lights were not extended from Keter de Atziluf itself to Keter de Bria, but Malchut in Malchut de Atzilut, which is Atik de Bria, clothed in Keter de Bria. And she extended these four prinot of Keter de Atzilut and created them in Keter de Bria. And so, this way, the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut did, and they extended their light through this above-mentioned Malchut, which is in Keter, and they engraved the seal of Atzilut in Bria. Neshama of Neshama, Guf of Guf, Levush of Levush, and Echal of Lechal. Again, item 11. However, these lights were not extended from the true Keter de Atzilut to Keter de Bria, but Malchut of Atzilut, which is Atik de Bria, clothed in Keter de Bria. And she extended these four b'chinot of Keter de Atzilut and created them in Keter de Bria. And so, this way, the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut did. They extended their light through the above-mentioned Malchut, which is in the Keter, and they engraved the seal of Atzilut in Bria. Neshama of Neshama, Guf of Guf, Levush of Levush, Eichal of Eichal. Malchut de Bria that came down and clothed in Keter de Yitzira extended the seal of the five partsufim kachabtum de Bria, which is the meaning of Neshama, Guf, Levush Eichal, to the world of Yetzirah. Neshamot of Neshamot, Guf of Guf, Levush of Levush, and Eichal of Eichal. And this way it was in Yetzirah and Asiya as well. Item 12. And it is the same in Yetzirah, because Malchut de Bria was an Atik, connected to Arich Anpin de Yetzirah. There it is called Keter de Yetzirah. And the five partsufim of Bria extended and engraved their seal in Yetzirah in the same way in Bria. Neshamot of Neshamot, Gufim of Gufim, Levushim of Levushim, and Echalot of Echalot. So, this way it was in the five partsufim of Yetzirah. They engraved their b'chinot in Asiya. Neshamot of Neshamot, Gufim of Gufim, Levushim of Levushim, and Echalot of Echalot. So, in the same way, all the worlds together as one. Again, item 12. And this way it was in Yetzirah, because Malchut de Bria was Atik, connected to Arich Anpin de Yetzirah. There it is called Keter de Yetzirah. And the five partsufim of Bria, they extended and engraved their seal in Yetzirah, in the same way in Bria. Neshamot of Neshamot, Gufim of Gufim, Levushim of Levushim, and Echalot of Echalot. It is the same with the five partsufim of Yetzirah that engraved their prinot in Asiya. Neshamot of Neshamot, Gufim of Gufim, Levushim of Levushim, and Echalot of Echalot. And this way it was in all the worlds as one.
Questions on what we've just been through?
In
Not about the reading, about what you said. You said, and it's quite important, you said we're not reading together. How is reading together expressed? How should it feel?
I want all of us together to connect in one brain and one heart, and I want to receive from that one brain and one heart whatever is in it, in our brain and in our heart. Where do I take it from? Now, what we just read, that the world of Atzilut needs to imprint itself, yeah? Imprint itself in the world of Bria. How does it do it? Everything that exists in Atzilut concentrates in Malchut of Atzilut. Everything goes from Malchut of Atzilut to a certain mechanism that exists before the world of Bria, Attic of Bria, let's say. It's a special mechanism. And then from there, it imprints itself in Bria. As he says, Neshama to Neshama, Ruach to Ruach, Nefesh and Nefesh, and so on and so forth. The same with us. When we want to connect together so we could have one system, then everyone, each one, rather, receives from there, because only from there can we receive, and not each one on his own. On his own, no one can do anything. You can have a corporeal impression, certain fluids, electrical fluids flowing through him, but not more. But if we want spiritual discernments, we have to receive it as one. Because the upper one that gives us is as one. And first of all, we have to resemble the upper one. And then when we resemble the upper one, and we are as one, then we receive from him, and then each and every one, to the extent he is included in that one of ours, he enters the sensation, the spiritual sensation.
In the practical level, we have the text, and we have focusing on this mechanism you just mentioned. Nothing, there's no room for anything else, meaning being here in the classroom or above.
Of course we are above. Well, we're some form of classroom. Something comes out there on the table, on the desk. No. We are in our thoughts and in our desires. We wish to connect to one thought and to one desire. It's called Mocha Veliba Echad. One brain, one heart. And we all want to grasp, to be included of what's talked about in the book. And he turns to us in this way. Only he's willing to bestow only to that kind of preparation. Because this is the order of the spiritual structure. You can't do it any other way. We are unable to receive it in any other way. And he's unable to give it to us in any other way.
And that's called reading together?
That's the meaning of reading together, when we establish a common brain and heart, and then we can receive from the upper one.
It's not clear if what he described in all these items is one action or two actions. Because until item 11, he's talking about the fact that the world of Atzilut is the root of, as if every part is a root for a lower world. Then item 11, he says everything goes through Malchut Atzilut.
Yeah.
So if everything goes through Malchut Atzilut, how can it be that Keter here affects Keter there, and the Neshama here affects the Neshama? It's not that Keter affects everything.
Mr. Reader. Please read the headline for chapter 8.
Item 133. We're going to read the title again in item here.
So the small letters.
Explains that the four b'chinot chubtum are like an Adam that is clothed, his soul, his neshama is clothed in his guf, and the guf is clothed in the levush, and he is sitting in the echal, his echal. The chokhmah is the meaning of the general light in the world of Atzilut, which is the neshama of Atzilut, called Adam Elyon. He is clothed in bina, which is the meaning of the general kelim called guf de Atzilut. And the Zeranpin clothes the guf, which is levush, clothing, and Malchut is the heichal for them all. There are four matters here. The first, one, the four b'chinot chubtum are called neshama, guf, levush, heichal, which is the meaning of olam atzilut, in which the Adam Elyon sits, which is the neshama clothed in the guf, and in the clothing, and in the heichal melech. Two, Keter is the root for them. It's divided into four. Shorish of Neshama is Chochma and Keter, and Bina of Keter is the root, the Shorish of the Guf. Zeranpin of Keter is the root of the clothing, and the Malchut of the Keter is the root for the Heichal. Three, all this, that is clarified in the world of Atzilut, applies also to the world of Bria, which is the meaning of the light of Tolada. Because Bria was engraved in the world of Atzilut in a way that Keter of Keter de Atzilut engraved the Keter of Bria. And Chochma de Keter engraved Chochma de Keter de Bria, meaning Neshama de Keter. And Bina de Keter engraved the Neshama de Keter de Bria, etc. So it is in all the Sefirot. Four, the lights are not extended directly from Keter de Atzilut to Keter de Bria, because the world of Bria only receives through Malchut de Atzilut. And whatever exists in the world of Atzilut was engraved by Malchut de Atzilut in the world of Bria. And this way it is in the world of Yetzirah and Asiya.
Questions?
Malchut of the upper, from it all the lower was engraved. Malchut of the upper is the attic of the lower, the keter of the lower. And Malchut is entirely O Chozer, reflected light. It has no lights, right, in Malchut. There are no lights. So how does it engrave, imprint the lower? It's only Kelim. There's only reflected light.
No, how can you solve your problems, your questions?
Should I answer this?
I'm not giving you an answer. I'm asking how you will answer it. Who told you that Malchut of the upper one is already the Keter of the lower one? And if it fits this place here?
We read it.
On what condition does Malchut of the upper one become Keter to the lower one? There's a difference. There's Malchut towards the first nine, and Keter of the lower one is the Keter towards the lower nine. It's a completely different structure, different discernments.
Meaning, it's possible that it does have lights, it becomes Keter of the...
If she becomes Keter to the lower one, she has all the lights.
She has all the lights.
Of course.
Can you explain the difference between the seal, the imprint, and what's
written? It's still an imprint. Depends on what we're talking about.
Now we're talking about Atzilut and Bria.
Atzilut and Bria, in the structure of Atzilut, the same structure also exists in Bria, but the different matter.
And also, there's a question why the transition between Atzilut to Bria, it's written Neshama to Neshama in singular form, but then it's from in Bria to Yetzirah, it's souls to souls, Neshamot to Neshamot.
It doesn't matter. Because in Atzilut, there's a certain quality. That's why he writes this way. It doesn't matter. More? Okay, so we came to 7 a.m. Chupchik will sing us a song. Nice, good song. And we will go to a report.